Love Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody. For everyone, tune in.
Valley Mid.
I'm Talk Dude, and across from me is the one, the only Organic OK. And you're listening to Organic OK. Well, that's actually the name of the show, really. A show about the man who's going around carrying on this tireless crusade to save.
Yes. How are everybody doing? Under these conditions, I know it's a lot of opposition that you're facing. You know, and it's not nothing that is from a familiar place besides desire. As you've been watching and seeing a lot of history of showing you very traumatizing, you know, familiar things. As you look at all the movies and things you've been watching, right? Have you found anything that gave you clearance to not be X-rayed and traumatized under the same kind of highlighted, you know, measurements that they have put in images? But this is going to be another movie about this kind of opposition. And then I don't want to give too many things in this, you know, because this show is right now is about the community. This show is about community, you know, services and cleaning up and things that I am, you know, in this capacity, because there's so much, you know, cross-contamination, you know, I wouldn't even be, you know, right to even necessarily do this, because you know what happens? People would, hey, man, you cleaning up. This is probably why we got this. Because people, I mean, man, once you start explaining that to people, what you've been doing, they act like I'm the Waldo that's been hiding behind and going around the nation and contaminating people. And I haven't technically been out, you know, I'm not going to tell you where I've been, but I haven't been a lot of places I would, you know, necessarily go before the COVID, right before the COVID actually was put out. And so I haven't been going anywhere. So I haven't been in that capacity. Because that, you know, for me, people quote unquote label me, you know, as being overboard, you know, when it comes to cleaning, and people get annoyed by that. They get annoyed by that in a lot of capacities, because I tell people, you know, it's not necessarily about, you know, the one person that I'm cleaning in front of, it's the people that I'm not cleaning around that could be the possible, you know, situation, right? So it's not about how many times you did clean. 99 times you did clean. It's that one time you didn't clean, and it's a problem, right?
Yeah.
And it's the same thing I'm thinking. I'm like, hold on a second. Like, there's a lot of people that you see that get to, in a sense, get to, you know, label and, you know, get to broadcast and kind of say, oh, this people. Now think about this in society. Like, because we're talking about community, right? So community, what do community mean to some of those out there? Does it mean one particular city, one particular town, you know what I mean? Is it these things that make every community the same? No, every community is not the same, right? But you can mold those things almost like a cocktail. You can blend these things together, and they become one under those, you know, it can be something great. It can be something that potentially be great because it's getting to that point of developing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like your you know, your best moments. Like people say, what's your funniest joke? You say, man, I can't say this because I'm saying this because it is something that is true, you know. But I'm saying it's more in the capacity that it you know, is being used for to reference this. The joke that you are looking to have, it's still developing in a sense, right?
Yeah.
So to say, hey, let me get your best joke, are you trying, like, why would you need my best joke? What are you telling me about the joke that I'm not getting? you know, are you still in a way you are cross-contaminating my joke? Because you acting like, you know, like you're going to take that one joke and knock all my jokes down. Why is somebody trying to, you know, dissect you in that capacity, right? When you're doing contracts in businesses that, you know, or even you get a license, right? What do companies do to you? Do they let you have the company and everything that the company owns? No, they give you a license to use it. They don't say you own it, right?
Yeah.
And they tell you all the time, they say, hey, you got the license to use this. You have a license to distribute this or sell it or get someone else this or, you know, just, you know, it's all kinds of things that the license normally tell you, right?
You're right.
So why are people trying to debate you about your intellect property and they trying to, you know what I mean, like, what kind of person is that going to try to tell you? And now most of people, some people not in the fan. They can go to 100 people and say that to 100 different people and create some chaos. Because more they do repetition, if they don't get you, they use you as an example, talk to everybody else, and then guess what happens? People are creating a cross-contamination formula to give you the business. So this person talked to 99 people. If they kept it up, they would find some form of solution to knock you down. When, and that person come back over to you again. They talk to 99 people that know you or whatever, the civilians, whoever. Some people can set so much headache for you. As he came back, depending on his intention, he could destroy you in some kind of way. Because he'll destroy some image of what you are. You don't think about that. Why does somebody's investment to destroy you, especially if you collectively helping people, changing lives behind the scenes, they're trying to make sure that you're in between those things. Besides, you know, and this is, man, it's something like, you know, dealing with communities, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because somebody, if very few people can do really well in that community and then do great in others. Now, sometimes people do great in other communities, and then people don't know them, then they develop a following. But a lot of times, people don't get good followings locally, depending on where they are. They might have, you know, and they might say, well, this person, I mean, of course now. Now, we're going to look at the books. I mean, you really can't even talk to people under that, right? Because it's all going to be something in the book, in far as a public domain, or maybe in the private, you know, licensing and things like that, people find, you can find all kinds of things that, depending on, you know, the county, you know, state, you know, it's a lot of components to that, right?
Yeah.
And you find people say, well, this person on a small level is this, but when you mean this, you mean this. I mean, each, like, what? It's one thing to know. Like, I bet you every person that created some intellect property, right, is something that they've created in some place that it could be challenged, right?
Yeah.
If you're just really worried about the challenge, think about this. People say, after they created this, man, they had so many complaints and so many problems. Imagine they would have did this before they actually created the content, right? They would never go off the ground because there would be so many downfalls and so many complaints and so many things wrong that they would never be successful, right? And you think to yourself, if you're wasting so much time or getting the spectators in place, you would never get to where you need to go. The spectator would be like a family member that is just hating on you. You would never get off the ground. You know? So, let's be aware of those things. This is Comedian Organic OK, and this show is called Comedian Organic OK, and this is a co-host, Talk
Hi.
Dude.
Hi. Now, look, the problem with community is that things get lost in translation. What works one place doesn't really work someplace else. I mean, you often hear, you know, about, you know, some whitey who probably shouldn't go to the hood, especially a neighborhood he doesn't really know very well or whatever. But one thing I've noticed is that vice versa, the same logic applies. If they don't know you, they don't know you. If they don't know you, they don't.
Talk to them, man. Talk to them, man.
If they don't know you, they don't know. They don't know you. Some things don't translate. One of the most disturbing things, really, the worst thing, really, whatever, is when something bad happens to somebody who's in a different neighborhood, who just happened to be passing by, crossing by, whatever, and you know, when there's a casualty out there, when somebody's actually stricken, harmed, Well, basically, we just see how far as a species we really haven't come. It's depressing. Now, look, the answer obviously is, look, I think basically you see somebody, you know, from the neighborhood, I really think in a way you should mind your own business. Now, there shouldn't be anything called persecution, you know. I mean, one of the key things for this whole melting pot to kind of work is that it actually has to melt together, you know. It has to cocktail. It's not doing that like it should, is it? Is it? Come on, there's still some people trying to keep it real, keep it pure. You know who I'm talking about. Hey, you know, funny thing, this is a true story. You came to my neighborhood, and we went to the grocery store. And I pointed you where the customer bathroom was. You went in the back to use them, and two clerks followed you back there. You were followed. Now, that was profiling right there. Come on. They saw you basically come in. People saw you come in with me. You went back there to use the bathroom, and they went back there to follow you. Like they're going to hold you, hold your, you know, and wipe you after you're done. I mean, what's that? Every year it seems like basically prejudice recedes, but it never really goes away entirely. Maybe it hasn't even really receded that much. Maybe it's just getting more and more subtle, you know. It's careful. It's calculated. That's a hell, isn't it? I mean, come on. When are we all just going to be just one big rainbow? When is it all going to be one the same? I mean, seriously, why does anybody's race or financial status have to basically completely encapsulate them? In a lot of cases, it does. People's stereotypes come to life. Some people, you can profile. It's because of how they think. They choose to think that way, and that's a sad thing. That's a sad thing. But it's real. And it's constant. Now, we all know what the first step is, but tell me, what special steps are you going out of your way to do it, you know? I mean, how are you making an effort to shake things up just a little bit? Very sad. Me, what do I say? I say, I think we've got to basically just stop profiling. You see someone in your neighborhood you don't recognize, just leave them alone. Okay? Before we know it, as soon as we basically try to stop thinking of, you know, the street, the block, the neighborhood is yours and just yours. I've always noticed the people who have the least in life, who don't have, they like to pretend the whole neighborhood is theirs. They fear anything foreign. That's a thing, isn't it? Organic, come on, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Don't you? Organic. Do you go to bed?
You may be dealing with the
what?
These things can make you feel a little like you're on the edge, right? Because it's like, if I make the wrong move, I'm falling down the edge, right? So it's like this kind of sense of, you gotta be careful. What makes you bad in capacities of being great is when you know you're great and you take the approach of not being great because you have maybe something that gives you a very vulnerable position to fall. And you don't like to have that under you. And when people see the grace in you, and you're changing their life, but then you decide to go left and do something different, you're compromising everybody on that ride. Unless you pull back and be isolated, it's totally different than you just not providing something that you know is in your desire. And when you don't do that, you're compromising them more than you're compromising what you think you are by sitting back and saying, well, I don't want to do this because this and this. And that's the problem with a lot of people. They compromise a lot of people because they're so, you know, that word, you know, in community, it should be, you know, something that is really invested into in another way, because there's a lot of components that people are not truly embracing that ability. You know, there's been so much time referring to things, understanding things that are not in their best interest.
15 minutes here after the hour, 7:15 here on the program, Organic OK. Now get involved. Join this conversation. Come on. Come on. Throw in your two cents about what you believe is going on with the current status of humanity. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
What the fuck is your problem? What the fuck is your problem, huh? You like that shit? Huh? You like that? You like that? Yeah, so it's so important. It's so important to understand those things. Once you recognize those things, you can really be free at the altitude that you are meant to be expressed in seeing things. You must understand. Mm-hmm. You seeing that ability, connecting to that ability, it's so much more than you want. Just come on, just take the time to connect with the people that you know are going to appreciate that. Stop wasting your time on people who appreciate that. You use the best of who you was. And you see all the variables. There are going to be some people that disconnect with that. You know? And that was what a lot of people were doing. They're just pouring out greatness. And people want you to keep doing it, especially if it's that good for them. It's like, oh, I never get the opportunity to do this. Let me just keep letting you pour into greatness and destroying these things. Then the people that harvest, for the harvest, they never get it. Things are asking about people truly, right? Those out there, they're coming into something, you know, and you can feel that moment with all your effort, and you start feeling even more because you're like, something is about to, like, if you was, you know, eating your favorite, whatever your favorite is, and you know the person that created this for you was to always give the best and look out for what you're looking for. How would you not connect with that, right? Mm-hmm. What you would disconnect is the person don't find the connection with your caring enough to keep it doing, right? So when people lose their interest, regardless of what they're doing, even if it's for your best interest, if you're not relating that same energy or giving a connection to the person, they may not keep doing it. But some people don't think about that. They think about, oh, this person is doing for them, and this person should stop doing it. But it's got to be something therapeutic for the ability to have the muscle and not be destroyed from so much pain. Are we working together? Community. Talk to him, talk to him. Let him know something. Let him know.
Honestly, the community is fragmented. I'm just meaning the projects. I mean everywhere. There's a, I don't know, I think one of the main reasons that basically things have become so dilapidated is more people are more interested in being on social media than actually really going out there, rolling up their sleeves and saying, okay, now I'm going to do something to really make this all worthwhile. That's a crime. It's a crime and a half. You know, seriously, I think proof of that is right now. A person has the opportunity to basically get on their show and then get on our show and then say right now, hi, I'm calling in just to say I agree and I'm going to follow it. I'm going to take on the task, you know.
That sounds like a place where you ever enjoy drinking something really cold and you get a brain freeze. Would you imagine yourself having greatness freeze? We're going to make that a name title. Everybody look out for the greatness freeze. Organic greatness freeze. OK? We're going to make that a name title.
Okay, let's do it. Organic greatness freeze. Sounds like an organic brain freeze, really. No, I'm sorry. I'm in parody mode. I was thinking. Okay, tell me, back to the situation at hand. What do you think that basically people could do for the community, aside from what I've said, aside from what I've mentioned? I mean, I've made my points, made some solid points.
This is the thing. You have people that come in, and they're the greatness of what you're looking for in a specific space, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you notice when you start drifting and looking at other things, you notice they're not even there no more. So you have the ability to look all over the place and not reach the pinnacle of space connection with somebody when you don't have the resources or the connection to actually access this. This is a luxury when people give you the luxury to have that resource, right? So if somebody say, hey, come over, you can eat all you want to, and it's something you really enjoy, you don't have to act. You get so spoiled because you're full. Your body's full. And it forgets all, it can forget all the other resources that they're providing you because you're full within the food, right? It's like, I'm so full. And maybe you say, oh, man, I'm going to pick some food for later. Right? And you can, depending on what you take, because, you know, some situations people take a lot. It may go to car 4 or 5 times. You know, this depends on how much food this person cook. How much, because some people, they cook good, but they don't cook a lot, right? Some people, when they eat in moderation, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some people cook really well, but you think because how good they cook, they just cook a small amount for whatever the reason is, but some people just don't want to cook that much. And then some cook a lot, and it's not good. So people don't eat the food. So it's a lot of variables in that, right? So
yeah.
What I'm getting to is, this is what I'm breaking down. I'm breaking down, sometimes you can give people too much options for some things, and they won't necessarily appreciate the level of fairness and connection. They think that you're giving them too much, right? Some, depending on individuals, need that kind of their mindset, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the average person, you go to events like we're comedians, right? You know, motivational speaking engagement, the things that we do, right? So listen to this. People that come to the engagements with people that is incited by this opportunity that they're getting for different reasons, right? Every people there that they're dealing with, based on what you pulling out, they pulling out that knowledge, and people say, I didn't even know you that smart, because they tell them to people, oh, yeah, I know this. He's like, why? I didn't know you that smart. But isn't it devastating to have somebody have so much information and they just hide the information right in your face? Things you want to know, they play like they don't understand. And that's a lot of things in general, right?
Yeah.
The people that can help collectively, but all they do is just take. And it's partially why we in a lot of predicaments we're in, because no one really... They're giving in a very selfish, like, they're like, people act like culturally, they are like insects. And a lot of insects exist off of filth. We like, these people are betraying very filthy habits. You don't think that have a point and a purpose for people try to act like, because they speak another language, what does that really mean if yes is yes, no is no? That's another name title. We're going to make that name title too. What is that? But if you modifying what the meaning is, the difference in the translation of the definition of the language, you know, that don't tell you stuff. Oh, well, this means this in my language, but it means this and that. But it's not the same. If the language, not the only thing to change, if the translation of what they're using to change, that is right there. That's undermining propaganda. Why would you change them? If you talk to somebody, why would you change the language if everybody's speaking the same language? They were in agreement because they can use. It's like a contract, right? A contract, say your name, it gives you certain little information, and then it goes into repetition things. Then, as they say, repetition, it's like they're trying to hypnotize you in ways and saying things that is not true. And when people start using their culture, and if it's that kind of propaganda, it's right there, it's already breaching the, you know, these laws. Don't government and other setups have laws in place when you're using other, you know, platform and going through different countries? They got laws, right? You can't just go from this country to the next country without going through certain laws, right? While you're here and this, you got to go this, right? It's laws. So, in that capacity, how can I deal with you and it's not a law that gives me a fair transaction dealing with you? Even if you change the language, it should be some law to specify, hey, you're doing this, you have to have some kind of, you know, responsibility, you know, in place so I'm not being undermined as you're talking business or talking something. And that's a law that they're not giving us, right?
Right.
If someone is doing something that's inappropriate, it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate. You can't say where I'm from. It's not where you're not there, right? Mm-hmm. So if certain laws, if it's by government, right? If it's by government, then they already broken the law in multiple platforms, right? Because I can't say and talk about somebody inappropriately and change the language and make it seem like it's inappropriate because the language changed. You break broken laws, like they got different laws regards to battery, right?
Right.
So they got battery laws where a person don't have to hit you. They can put it in motion, and even then it hits you in motion to hit you, right? So it's laws just for that, not even touching somebody, right? So if the laws in place, why is the laws are when a person is lying and say, I don't understand you, how does that translate not being responsible? Have you learned anything in life that allow you to say you don't know something and be right? Is any law in the Constitution or any law that you know about gives you complete freedom because you don't know something? Can you go in the store and take something out the store and say, I don't know it? I didn't know I was stealing, so I didn't know, so I... take this, can you keep the product? Because you don't know. Can you go to the store and steal and say you don't know and that makes it right?
No.
Can you change your language and say I don't know and does that make it right?
No.
So how can people be prejudiced and racist at a job setting and it's right and no one is telling them because it's propaganda? If that level of propaganda is going on in a job setting, people are being polluted in multiple ways. You know, never freedom and never going to happen for everybody if undermining platforms of things that happen to people in other lands saying, oh, this happened to me here, but it's not happening on this land, right? So this is community organic, okay. And we're talking about community. Community, you are a lot of communities, you know. But I'm done. Last word.
Last word. Everyone, please, the time is now. I mean, Organic OK is really basically make an offer for greater. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you. Good night.